51% of union members voted down the tentative agreement. CTU President David Qualkey says he has a few ideas as to why members defeated the contract by a narrow margin.
The excessive amount of testing we do, people don't think we address that in a strong enough manner. You know, the evaluation system, we began to make it a fair evaluation. I think our members think we didn't go far enough.
So what's next? Qualkey says the CTU will survey members for further feedback. CMSD CEO Eric Gordon and Qualkey both say they will return to negotiations in the coming weeks. Though the tentative agreement had prevented a strike that would have begun September 1st, the vote to reject the contract does not mean teachers will strike in the immediate future. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Michelle Faust.